live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, 434 new cases of COVID-19 are confirmed in the Republic today, with 4 additional COVID-related deaths. There were 19 new cases in Donegal. The establishment of 2 additional COVID vaccination centres in the county is at an advanced stage. It's hoped that centres in Dunloe and Carndonagh will be up and running by the end of this month. Nurses and midwives have called on the Minister for Health to answer their long-standing demand for extra leave days for those on the front line fighting COVID-19, and 2 men are detained in Derry in connection with the activities of the new IRA. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisín. That's coming up at around 5:15, and because it's a Friday beg on North Gwynn, Le Chulam Ferreter. But we begin with confirmation this evening that 434 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the Republic today, with 4 additional COVID-related deaths reported. There were 19 new cases in Donegal, which has a 14-day incidence rate of 268.2 cases per 100,000 people. That compares to a national figure of 129.7. Donegal again has the highest incidence rate in the country, but the rate is down on previous days. 65 new cases have been confirmed north of the border, with 1 additional COVID-related death. Well, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, says we are seeing the impact of vaccination.
The overall situation analysis then is that the incidence and the overall profile is stable but uncertain. Reproduction numbers estimated to be at or around 1, and we need to monitor that over the coming weeks. Thankfully, deaths and numbers in hospital and critical care are decreasing, and we are beginning to see more and more the impact of vaccination.
Well, the establishment of 2 additional COVID vaccination centres in Donegal is at an advanced stage. Buildings identified in Dunloe and Carndonagh will run in tandem with the mass vaccination centre at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. Paul Hooton is the Chief Director of Nursing and Midwifery with the Selva Group. He says the priority now is to assess the suitability of the buildings and getting them operational within the next few weeks.
We've identified buildings. This week they're being scoped out to make sure that they're fit for purpose, and that might, people are brilliant and people are offering places where we could go. Community centres, the local council, local TDs are all really engaged in this process. But the buildings absolutely have to be suitable because there's an awful lot of complexity we need to take into consideration. They'll all be running concurrent to each other and working away. In terms of timelines, if you were my boss, he'd be telling me he'd want it in by the end of this month. But it's very hard to pin down timelines because there's so many moving factors to take into consideration. But that's kind of our target, is to try and get them in as soon as possible. And there's a whole team actively working on this.
The president of Letterkenny Chamber says the town and the county were damaged by comments made last week by the Chief Medical Officer Tony Holohan. However, it is now time to move on. The impact of Dr. Tony Holohan's comments that COVID-19 was circulating at dangerously high levels in Donegal as a result of non-compliance led to a number of businesses saying they had been hit, particularly hotels, transport companies and others who said cancellations had resulted as a direct result of what was said. Well, speaking on today's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes, the president of the Chamber, Michael Margie, said it's vital now that people see Donegal for the prosperous county that it is.
We have a really superb product here in County Donegal in terms of living and working here, and in terms of for people to come here for their holidays as well. It's just an amazing place, and we need to reiterate that at every opportunity. We see great things happening at the moment with the opportunities for remote working and to help repopulate and add sustainability to the more rural aspects of Donegal with these digital hubs and broadbands that have been set up. And, you know, increasingly so, people are looking at their quality of life. We see more and more inquiries about either people from the East Coast or, you know, from other parts of Ireland, from Donegal and not from Donegal, wishing to come here. So that's a really strong message that's out there. And we just need to amplify that again. Now that's what everybody has to do.
Nurses and midwives are calling on the Health Minister to answer their long-standing demand for extra annual leave days. Minister Stephen Donnelly addressed the INMO's delegate conference this morning. The organisation is seeking 10 extra holiday days for its members who have been battling the COVID crisis on the front line over the past year. Arranmore Island native Karen McGowan is president of the INMO. She says it's past time for an answer.
We first raised this issue with our employer in November, but we have been forced to refer this matter as a dispute to the Workplace Relations Commission, as we have not received response to this claim. This is a matter of importance. It is a matter of requiring a response, as any claim would within the set of this time frame.
Other news this afternoon, and summer Gaeltacht courses will not go ahead this year after a review by the Department of the Gaeltacht. Course operators and Mnoch accommodation providers had expressed health and safety concerns about hosting students as a result of the pandemic. Junior Gaeltacht Minister Jack Chambers says he's aware of the economic impact this decision will have on communities in areas like West Donegal. He says work is underway on a stabilisation package to support the sector through what will now be a second summer of cancellations. That's something that will cost tens of millions in monies which normally would be coming into Gaeltacht communities at this time of year. Well, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says the vital thing now is to ensure that that financial package is ready and forthcoming as quickly as possible.
It's fair to say for everybody involved in terms of the students, those, the colleges that run the courses and indeed the host communities, that it is disappointing. Look, it is understandable. We still have severe restrictions available. This is part of the annual budget cycle of these host families, the Moretti, who depend on this money. The drop in income now needs to be replaced by the department, and it's unfortunate that they haven't made that decision today, that the levels of support that will be there, but that needs to come, and it needs to come swiftly, and it also needs to be coupled with support for the colleges themselves. And also there are many community groups which rent out their premises to these colleges, which will see a drop in income now, because that income won't be coming in over the summer period, and again that needs to be addressed by the department.
And it's important too that while these courses have been cancelled for a second year in a row, momentum isn't lost with the popularity of these courses, and that something is done to revive it for next year, hopefully in line with guidelines.
No matter what way we look at this here, you know, there's an issue here which I've addressed in terms of the support for the Moretti and the community groups and the colleges, but there's also a wider issue that this is about teaching the Irish language to our young people. This is about where many of them fall in love with the language, where they fall in love with the Gaeltacht, and we know the lasting impression that it can have. It also has a huge impact in terms of tourism for the Gaeltacht region in the future. So, you know, we'd want to see that as soon as it is safe to have Gaeltacht courses, that we don't just go back to the normal, that we actually try and incentivise more people to be coming to the Gaeltacht.
And that was Deputy Pearse Doherty speaking there to Michaela Clark. Two men, one aged 36, the other aged 44, have been detained in Derry in connection with the activities of the new IRA. Both are being held in Belfast, as Niall Colbert now reports.
Detective Superintendent Richard Campbell, head of the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit, confirmed this afternoon that the two men were detained under the Terrorism Act in connection with the attempted murder of a female member of police staff who is also a part-time police officer. It follows the discovery of a viable explosive device beside the young mother's car in Ballyquin Road, Dungiven, on Monday, April 19th. They're also being questioned on suspicion of involvement in three assaults involving firearms that occurred in the Creggan area of Derry on the 6th and 8th of January and the 6th of February this year. The two men, aged 36 and 44, are being held at the Musgrave Serious Crime Suite in Belfast.
That report was from Niall Colbert. Houses are affordable in just 7 counties for a single worker on a typical salary. That's according to an analysis of data from the CSO, with the North West the region in which most of the counties are based. Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, Cavan, Longford, Mayo and Roscommon are the only counties in which a person on a median income with access to a 20% deposit can buy a home. Kieran McQuinn, a research professor at the ESRI, says the result illustrates Ireland's high property prices.
It's very obvious in the Irish market that there is huge affordability issues and huge affordability pressures in the market. And these are characteristics of the market that have been there for maybe 10, 15 years. They're not just sudden recent developments, although they've obviously getting a lot more attention in recent times because of the potential pickup in house prices that we may well see.
Pieta House has seen a 25% increase in the number of calls to its helpline since the beginning of the pandemic. The annual Darkness into Light event is taking place all over the country tomorrow to raise funds for the suicide prevention charity. People are being asked to share one sunrise on their own or in their social bubble. Suicide attempt survivor and former client of Pieta House, Cliona O'Hagan, says the charity saved her life.
From the minute the door was opened, just I could feel the warmth, the energy, the friendliness, the respect. There was just so much compassion and space holding and just warmth radiating from every person I contacted, whether it was someone walking past me, they might have just been a little smile.
Small farmers are set for increased payments under the new Common Agricultural Policy, according to a Midlands Northwest MEP. The European Union is putting together the 2023 CAP programme with member states locked in negotiations. The Irish Farmers Journal says over 54,000 farmers with high entitlements could be set for wipeout and others won't make gains. However, Luke Ming Flanagan says he's confident that small farmers will see their payments increase.
If we get a mandatory redistributive payment, and when I say mandatory, I mean not left up to the member state whether they do it or not, that they have to do it. If there's a mandatory redistributive payment, small farmers will benefit and larger farmers will lose money. And that would have to be a good thing.
Sinn Féin Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says it's time for a fresh approach for the party in Derry. The entire leadership of the party in the city has been asked to stand aside following an investigation into their election performance and governance. Foyle MLAs Martina Anderson and Karen Mullen confirmed this week they will stand down and not seek re-election to the Assembly next year. Deputy McLaughlin says recent election results have hit the party there hard.
Fortunately in Derry we have had problems in recent years. If you look at the local elections in Derry, they were disappointing. And then when we had the Westminster election, we went from having level pegging with the SDLP at around 18,000 votes. Our votes went down to 9,000. The SDLP went up to 27,000. So a huge gap there of 18,000. So you can't ignore that. You have a duty. I mean, if you look at 2017, Sinn Féin won the MP seat in Derry with 18,000 votes. That's the potential that we have in the city. But we need to work hard now, rebuild the party. Unfortunately, at this moment in time, we have a disconnect between the Sinn Féin party in Derry City. Now, remember, if you look at the history of Sinn Féin and Derry, like some of the greatest leaders in our party came from that city. And this is a party that served that city for a long, long time, including Karen and Martina. But unfortunately, at this moment in time, we are struggling and, you know, there's been recommendations for a fresh approach to bring through a new leadership and it'll take time. And the members of Sinn Féin and Derry, like ultimately they'll decide and they have decided to accept these recommendations and work with them.
A Donegal TD says there needs to be progress on the setting up of a working group to examine defective housing. Thomas Pringle says after announcing the initiative in February, the government has missed all subsequent deadlines. The group was to have been established by the end of April, with an initial report expected in July. However, Deputy Pringle told Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, not only is the group not yet established, its terms of reference haven't even been published. He says Donegal homeowners affected by mica have a contribution to make in the process, but he told the Dáil this week, at the moment, they're in limbo.
On February 16th, your colleague Dara O'Brien brought a memo to Cabinet announcing the establishment of the independent working group to examine defective housing. To date, there has been no publication of either the membership of this working group or their terms of reference. This despite your colleague, Minister O'Brien, promising that the group would be up and running by quarter one of this year, and your programme for government promising that it would report by July. In Donegal, I'm inundated with calls and letters and emails from mica-affected constituents who are at the end of the tether with the scheme as brought in by former Minister Owen Murphy and Minister Pascal Donoghue. It's not working for them, Tony says. They're hoping that this group's work will be able to offer them solutions to the problems they are encountering. They are not just complaining and looking for a handout, they are suggesting innovative solutions and ideas that will help them if the group engages with them and listens to them. But first it needs to be operational. Tony, so when will the terms of reference of the working group be brought before the House?
I'm familiar with the issue of mica and Donegal and also in Mayo, and have been in houses in Donegal that have been affected. But unfortunately I'm not up to date on where we are in terms of the scheme and the working group, but I'll be talking to Minister O'Brien either today or tomorrow, and I'll let him know that you raised it here and ask him to respond to you directly.
The Thonaoiseach there, Leo Radker, responding to Deputy Thomas Pringle in Dáil Éireann. Funding applications for the Donegal Culture and Creativity Grant Scheme 2021 have now opened. Donegal County Council is administering the scheme with an emphasis on collaboration. The scheme is offering 20 grants of €2,000 each to projects that encourage cooperation and collaboration between communities. The closing date for receipt of applications is Wednesday, May 26th at 12 noon. Further details and application forms available online or by emailing creativeireland@donegalcoco.ie.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 17 minutes past five. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with soccer. Derry City kick off the second series of games in the Premier Division of the SSER Trusty League this evening. The Candy Stripes are hosting Longford Town in the 5:45 kickoff. Ahead of the game, Derry are appealing to supporters not to gather on the perimeter wall around the ground or outside the houses on the Brandywell Road during the matches. They say those gatherings present a number of health and safety issues for everyone involved. Well, later, Dundalk will entertain Sligo Rovers at Oriel Park from 7:45. And Finn Harps, of course, don't play until tomorrow evening. They're at Daly Mint Park taking on Bohemians. We'll have updates from that game as from the 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. There could be a few changes to the Harps lineup. Dave Webster is a doubt, but manager Ollie Horgan is going to leave it late to make a call on his captain.
He was with us last night, although he didn't train. It's certainly, if there was a midweek game next week, we wouldn't be chancing him. The fact that there isn't a midweek game, we need, you know, with a lot of thinking to do between now and tomorrow even at 6 o'clock. There'll be a number of changes, simply to freshen it up and, you know, with lads that are struggling with knocks. There are lads that have been out and are still out for tomorrow night, you know, and maybe the panel isn't as big as what it could be, but it's still, you know, safety in numbers there that probably we didn't have in years gone by. I think Monday night that the points that we got there might be a testimony to the bigger squad that we had, more so than anything, and we're hoping that it'll, you know, see us through and get us a few points on the board over the season.
Cross-channel soccer, Brendan Rodgers, the Leicester City boss, is insisting his team are taking nothing for granted when it comes to securing qualification for the Champions League next season. A win tonight against Newcastle will take them 8 points clear of fifth place West Ham in the Premier League. Rodgers says with 4 games left to play, a lot can still change.
It's going to be tight right to the end. I think we can only really concentrate ourselves and do our own job. And in order to finish high up in those top four, you've got to win games. We're in a great position on 63 points. We've got 4 more games to go, and we'll look to our next game to win. And that's what we'll look to do in all the games between now and the end of the season.
Manchester United co-owner Joel Glazier has written to fans admitting the club need to be better listeners. Anger against his family's ownership reached a tipping point following the attempt to join the failed European Super League. Glazier has apologised for that and says he acknowledges the need for change. Manchester United supporters' trust say it now wants to see actions rather than words alone. Republic of Ireland defender Shane Duffy has thanked Celtic fans on social media. Duffy's spell at his dream club was cut short earlier this week following reports he would miss the final games through injury. Despite a bright start in Glasgow, Duffy's form deteriorated along with the team's as they relinquished their title to Rangers. In horse racing, Martin Harley was back in the winner's enclosure this afternoon at Ascot. The Trenta jockey took the 4-9 favourite Stowell to victory in the 2:30 maiden stakes for trainer John Gosden. The win brings Harley's tally to 10 for the year, and it was his second victory of the week. He was, of course, on board the race favourite, No Recollection, for trainer Alan King at Salisbury last Sunday. Rory McIlroy's Best of the Irish on 3 under, playing the back nine of a second round of the Wells Fargo Championship. That's 4 under for the day so far. Shane Lowry has picked up a shot level, and Seamus Power sits at 1 over. Phil Mickelson, Patrick Rogers and Kemar Hickok are the leaders. By 1, they sit on 6 under par. A second round 64 leaves Niall Kearney just 2 off the lead at the Canary Islands Championship. The Dubliner is 10 under par. Callum Hill, Richie Ramsey and Francesco Laporta are the joint leaders in Tenerife. They sit at 12 under par. In hurling, the Alliance Leagues get up and running this coming weekend. Donegal and Derry both in action on Sunday. Derry are hitting the road as they go to Mayo, while Donegal in Division 2B are taking on Roscommon in Letterkenny. That's a match that we'll have full live commentary from this coming Sunday afternoon. I'll be joined by former Donegal player and Larry Maher winner Colin Branock in the commentary box. Well, Donegal manager Mickey McCann has already been hit with several blows as three of his All-Ireland champions from last year, Davin Flynn, Kevin Keeley and Joe Boyle, have opted out for this year.
That's going to be really tough without them few boys, you know. But look, we just have to trust the boys. The boys are there now with us 3 or 4 seasons, and a few of them will be getting their chance action. We'll just have to trust them, and hopefully the last 2 or 3 years stand steady to them and they can step up to this standard of hurling, you know. But going up into this league, it's going to be a tough ask again, Oisin. You know, you have 3 Christy Ring teams in it, and the Christy Ring champions, Kildare's in it. So it's going to be a tough division for us.
And there's more from Mickey McCann available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In boxing, Donegal professional fighter Brett McGinty returns to the ring on Saturday, May 22nd in Coventry as part of the Sam Egerton Carlos Molina middleweight championship fight. McGinty will enter the ring for a second time in his pro career against George Hodkins at the Sky Dome Arena in a 4-round bout. Back in December, Brett, of course, took his first pro win as he defeated Jan Arndon. As for his opposition, Hodgins, he's lost both of his fights since turning professional. And in rugby, in the Rainbow Cup, Ulster are in action tonight. They've made the long trip south to play Munster at Thomond Park. Will Addison will make his first start for Ulster this year in that game. Sinead in Sport Donal, Beimage, Arash, Arish, Amarach, Ega Dalklug.
Karamahagoth, Oshin, Angusanish, Anuch, Olev, Ek, Colum, Ferreter.
Shaver Mahasa Colum, Ferreter, and Shalan, the Preve Skelty. Tataru and Froches Corlihan, a renew Lena Colishji, Sauri, Gilligate, and Yeve, Fogri, a new, Ara, Nach, Meg, Colishji, Sauri, Iglan, Churide, and Darnav, Leon, and Ye, Kela. To Ober, Ershul, Fuilaher, Erkestia, Aragage, Kuchev, a Carla Kela, Don Arniel. Dereir Press, Ratchis, or he of Run Nigeltakta, Lilin and Froches, Koljahan, Renew in Kuruanul, Imni, Margallar, Kovad and Ejeg, Daraktal, he Kursi, Sauri, Amliana, Durchin, Taras, Thatch, Chambers, Godiginshin, a Hemplakti, a Winin, Leshin, Kenyu, Shot, the Galligar, Nigeltakta, Gome Jima, or Goliordini, August Gome Runt, Kolishi, Sauri, Eg Karkursi Digita, Erfoil, Erlina, Conskillina, Changan, and Lini, Oga, Arbert, Snami, and the Antauri Shaw. Dirtshe, Go Roche, Munina, Gorfedger, Lina, Kalashti, Lanancharai, and Vlian Chahogin. The rare survey, the Hodjan Graysan, a renew er Oskion Kirikid, Munchur Giliga, Tanihis Akuig Fuingid, then the Munchurishan, then Turum. Gurkart Korlyukhan Hokri Haura Nahar Tashta Mirakta a Yenov Inye Afratnu a Omparama Kursa Giliga Nasraiha Soshari. Tami Hasav Liriha Egmunchari Major La Kursa Giliga Nasraiha Soshari. Bakor Fibana of a Winin Lish a Recha August Nahemplakti Avas Ert and Ard Tashta Mirakt Revre. As Antian Nihisakuig Fuinged on the Munchery Lesh and Malu, Goleda Hart Kedatan the Markana Dun Ober Lorta, August Credgen, Art was a shard Fuinged, the Munchery Gorkart Gome, Kursa Bun Level, Fos Erfoil, the Scholarly. Ta Nahafigi Plana La Changus Nigeltakti, Eg Torch Fui Factus and a Man Socialta, Con Mas August Broad, Avedu, Snakanter Geltakta, Carter Fualcher River Groupi, Snakanter. Postalaha a runt erna man social to Egusaj and Hash Club, Shai and Yeltakt, Branford Dush, the Vila Euro eran Grupa na and Dinya Ener ab Art, Arian Low, Usaj a Winchas and Hash Club, Lilin the Shartanya, and Cade Gujin Shartalad, the Mi Mehavim Niana, Ni Ward or Ranfarchi, Changmala Yenu Lishan Offiga, Achul, Le Claru, Don Emacht. Shin Mahodsha, Illegolier, Slan August Barak.
Colum Agusanish on I'm Sure and Met Aaron tell us this evening. There'll be a mix of cloud with some bright spells, staying generally dry for the most part, but cloud will build by nightfall. Winds light to moderate northwesterly or variable in direction, veering easterly later. Tonight will start dry with the odd clear spell. The cloud will continue to build ahead of an approaching band of heavy and persistent rain that'll spread from the southwest. Winds moderate to fresh easterly, strengthening fresh to strong and gusty as rain spreads northwards overnight. Lowest temperatures 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, but turning milder as the rain advances. Tomorrow morning will be wet and windy with continuing heavy rain. However, that rain will clear to the north early in the afternoon with a mix of scattered showers and sunny spells following the clearance. Fresh to strong southeasterly winds veering southwesterly and easing moderate tomorrow afternoon. Feeling milder than recently, highest temperatures tomorrow in the afternoon 14 to 16 degrees Celsius. That's Highland Radio News. Taking a closing look at the headlines today, and 434 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the Republic this afternoon. 4 additional COVID-related deaths, 19 new cases in Donegal. The Donegal figure and the Donegal incidence rate is down again today. However, it is still the highest incidence rate in the country. The establishment of 2 additional COVID vaccination centres in the county is at an advanced stage, according to CELTA. Buildings have been identified in Dunloe and Cardonna. They're being assessed ahead of their brought into service. It's hoped by the end of the month they'll be running centres in tandem with the vaccination centre at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. And nurses and midwives are calling on the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to answer their long-standing demand for annual leave days extra for nurses who worked the pandemic. Back again with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 7th of May. The death has taken place of Owen Pipe McGinley, 7 Chapel View, Kilmacrenan. Owen's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan. It can be viewed live on the Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Church Convoy New Cemetery, travelling via Balnalecki Crossroads and Rafoe. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 25 people permitted.